Archbishop Fulton Sheen is famously quoted as saying, "There are not more than 100 people in the world who hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they perceive the Catholic Church to be." Oftentimes, much of our struggle with the church is actually not the church itself, but our perception of it. I know this has been true in my own life with things that I've struggled with regarding the church's teaching. One example of this was the church's teaching regarding contraception. I totally misunderstood the intention of the church. And because I misunderstood the intention and the reasons why the church teaches what it teaches, I was at one point ready just to pick up that teaching and put it to the side. But it was only when I came to understand the why behind the what that I truly fell in love with what the church teaches regarding human sexuality. Much of the world looks at the Catholic Church and looks at all the rules and thou shalt nots and you shouldn't do this, you can't do this, can't do this. And the church is seen as oppressive and restricting and taking away freedom. And that's not the church's intention at all. The church considers herself to be a sign in the world, showing us, revealing us how to experience God's full purpose for our life. All the church's teachings point us to the person of Jesus Christ, who alone can satisfy the longing for joy within our hearts. You know, life is a journey, and we can take many different roads, and some of the roads that we can travel down are dead ends. And so the church stands up and says, don't go down this road because it doesn't lead to fulfillment. It doesn't lead to happiness. You know, we can travel down the road of selfishness, but the church stands up and says, but there's a better way. The life of generosity and love is fulfilling. We can travel down the road of lust, and the church stands up and says, but it does not satisfy the longing for love. We can travel down the road of greed and materialism, and the church will sit up and say, that road is a dead end. You see, the church is there not to constrict us, but to put us on the path that leads to fulfillment and peace and ultimately eternal life. One of the greatest values in life is not what we get, but who we become. And one of the things that the church does is it clearly proclaims a path for us to walk down so that we can become the person that God has created us to be. So if there's something that we struggle with regarding the church, we should stop and ask ourselves the question, is it possible that maybe it's not the church's teaching that I struggle with, but my perception of the Catholic Church?